This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. They released a photo of the suspects in Tuesday's bombings at the Brussels airport and at a subway station. The photograph taken shows a man wearing a black hat, a light-colored jacket, and sunglasses pushing an airport luggage cart alongside two other men who are believed to have been suicide bombers. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. At least 30 people were killed. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, says the attack shows the importance of gaining a settlement in Syria.
The message we are drawing out of it, we need to extinguish the fire of war in Syria. We need to find a political solution.
The U.S. Embassy in Brussels has recommended Americans stay where they are and avoid public transportation in the Belgian capital. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama said it's time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations.
It is time for us to look forward to the future together. Un futuro de esperanza. And it won't be easy, and there will be setbacks. It will take time.
Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from El Gran Teatro de Havana as Cuban President Raul Castro sat nearby. Mr. Obama next traveled to the U.S. Embassy, where he met with Cuban dissidents and members of civil society hours before he departed the island nation. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is heading for a landslide victory. According to Reuters, Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote. This is VOA News. A Russian court Tuesday found captured Ukrainian pilot Nadiya Savchenko guilty of complicity in the murder of two Russian journalists. It sentenced her to 22 years in a Russian prison. Savchenko denies involvement in the deaths of the journalists, saying cell phone records indicate she was captured by pro-Moscow militants prior to the journalists' deaths. Savchenko also insists she was subsequently kidnapped and taken into Russia against her will. Voters in three western U.S. states are headed to the polls Tuesday for presidential nominating contests, with the leading contenders, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, looking to boost their leads in the race to win their party's nominations. Political surveys indicate Trump appears likely to win in Arizona over his two remaining rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The outcome is in doubt in Utah. Pre-election polls show Cruz in the lead there. In the Democratic contest, the opinion polls show that Clinton is poised to win in Arizona, but is engaged in close contests with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Utah and Idaho. The World Health Organization reports there is growing scientific evidence that the Zika virus is linked with several severe disorders of the central nervous system. Lisa Schlein reports.
The body of scientific knowledge about the virus is building rapidly. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the more that is known about the Zika virus, the worse things look.
A pattern has emerged in which initial detection of virus circulation is followed within about 3 weeks by an unusual increase in cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. Detection of microcephaly and other fetal malformations comes later.
WHO reports 6,480 cases of microcephaly are suspected, mostly from northeast Brazil. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Russia has warned it could take unilateral action beginning Tuesday against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move comes after complaints that the U.S. has been slow to work with Russia on rules for jointly monitoring violations. FIFA's Ethics Committee has opened a bribery investigation into six people involved in the bidding process that awarded the 2006 World Cup to Germany. Among those targeted are former German Football Association president Wolfgang Niersbach and former DFB vice president Franz Beckenbauer. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop. Dang.